Kiss on the Radio, proudly presents.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diz Unlimited podcast, episode 21. I am Rhino, and I'm going to be leading our fun discussion today live from the studio that dreams build. Joining me for this fun chat is the one, the only, the return of Miss Teresa Eccles.
Hello. So happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. You are like, I'm so, when Craig said that you were going to be here today, it filled my heart with so much joy.
I know, you thought, happiness. Grandma's coming.
Oh, so she's going to have her bag of snacks. And she did. And she didn't even disappoint. They were salt and vinegar related, so I'm not going to complain.
Next time, honey. Just okay. Let me know what you want.
I don't love salt and vinegar here.
I'll make special brownies
for you. Perfect. Fantastic. Well, I hope everybody out there has been bracing themselves for the hurricane, because we also have Hurricane Hannah Anderson.
I love an intro. Oh. Hi, still here.
Well, yeah, okay. That's well, and speaking of Big Daddy, we have the one, the only, the person that makes all this happen, Mr. Craig Williams.
Oh, aye, aye.
Back in his little... There's a little area back there. Not so little area. That's a pretty big desk back there. It's nice. I like what you've done with the place.
It's a command center.
Yeah. I like the word command center way better than a nook, because there is no nook here. We are this is a very open space. So it's like that scene in Batman when she's like, "Can you pass the salt?" What's that? Can you pass the salt? Anyway.
Yeah. You know what makes me think of? 911, what's your emergency? You're sitting right. Oh, yeah, with all those things.
I mean, it kind of is that.
Constant emergency.
I realized, too,
What's your emergency?
We didn't have headphone lines running from the old studio to everyone, but I realized I'm, like, so far away, I'm going to have to fight the urge to scream, because I'm about twice the distance away from Rhino as we would be in the last place. So it's like...
I'm two or three Craig Williams away from me, and that's a good amount of distance.
It's like Frasier. There should be a glass wall. There's a room between.
We tried.
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
Well, because there's a room that's right behind me that I was like, in an ideal world, we would knock out the wall, and then we'd put a window, and I could actually be in a closed-off soundproof booth, and then... just not be on these shows anymore. But John said no.
John said no?
Yeah.
I say no.
To knocking out a wall in the brand new rental space.
Yeah. He didn't say no, but I think his mind would have exploded with how much that would have cost.
It's funny because I see what I did is I went in and painted on the walls before no one could say no, and I think they were pretty upset about it. So there it is. Anyway, this and everything that we do here is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. They're experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. When you book with them, it costs you nothing extra on your trip, and you help support the channel and all the content that we produce here. So you can head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com and get a free no obligation quote today, where I got two travel agents, one on either side of me right now. Yeah. I'm living
who's
large
working?
Here.
Who's working?
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Not us, baby.
Well, I also want to say thank you because to all of our Patreon supporters out here, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do this as well. So if you're interested in becoming one of our Patreon supporters, you can head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. And that's where we do our after show, our post show that we like to call it here, where it just gets very unhinged most of the time. Craig and I had a pretty good chit chat last time, I feel like, on there that like we could have kept going, but it was like 6 p.m. by the time we
you gotta
go somewhere, you just can't stay here. So it was fun. And if you are a supporter and you can't watch those live, you do get the audio and the playback ability of that later, so don't feel like you're pressured to have to listen and watch at that exact time. In fact, sometimes I think it's more fun to see it after the fact. So so that is that. Today we are going to be doing a fun, well, hopefully it's fun. I mean, I know it's going to be fun. Question and answer show. So we're answering questions about, you know, Disney, Universal, Disney Cruise Line. What's your travel stuff? What do you got? So if you are watching this live, this is one of those moments where I believe Craig has put in the chat. There's a... an area where you can submit your questions in there, and he's going to be monitoring that and feeding us that. But, but you know, before we go too far, I just want to check in with you, Teresa, because I feel like you haven't been here for a little while, and this is your first day in the new studio, which is not done yet. Obviously, we are not 100% there.
Yeah, this was supposed to be our relaunch date where we filled the entire room with everyone else, and that it didn't happen. Not because we weren't ready for it; it was just we found out yesterday yesterday that John isn't able to be here. So, and Corey's at home, I believe, with a sick Finley. So, yep, another episode with the ragtag bead team.
You just get me extra today. I'm just wondering.
Doesn't everyone love how
there,
nice their talk to at
this
work
is my
still.
First time here, right? So way yeah. over there, are we going to have the yoga class?
Yeah,
the giant
we're thinking goat yoga. We'll get the.
I
want to
do
that?
Goat yoga.
Yeah, yeah, I was invited to it, and I was just like, "You want a goat to stand on me? First of all, you want me to do yoga. Second of all, you want me to do goat yoga? Like, I was like, I don't have the spine like to be able to do that. I don't think, nor the control not to just.
I can't do it. My sister's a master yoga teacher.
I would like to be. And I just pretty much stay in child's pose the entire time. Like, you know, I'll just stay here. Fine.
No, I'm not going to do it. But I do like the break room you set up over there. That's nice.
Yeah. Yes. We got a mini fridge in here now, which is nice. We got a little water cooler. Hopefully we'll have a little TV and a couch, like a little green room waiting area. And then we'll work on the next set, which is going to be more of a relaxed now. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't want to play all my cards right now, but we did take a trip to IKEA yesterday to start being like, okay, we got to fill in the next, you know, it's like all these phases because unfortunately, you know, it seems like on a piece of paper when you're coming into this brand new blank space, you're like, everything's possible. But when you're not interior designers, you kind of like have to wait for the big things like these tables to come in and then figure out how you fill out the space around that. And then like last night we were here and, you know, Craig was hanging lights from the ceiling and we're kind of figuring out the placement of those sort of things and how that's going to work and move. And I feel like it's gelling. It's getting there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's not the only thing you're doing. You actually you're out doing your work.
Oh, it's
too.
The only thing I do. I only work 3 hours a week.
Right. Yeah. You don't do anything.
I'm only here for this one show.
You do nothing.
You guys know I don't do anything else. Yeah.
Right? No. Just you work like 3 hours a week.
Dead weight. Just call me a piece of wood because I am dead weight in the ocean.
Absolutely
I don't know
not.
what that even means, but
whatever it means, we disagree. Yeah. Also, I'm a little jealous you guys went to IKEA without me. That was my dream.
Right?
You shouldn't. I thought
IKEA.
Craig was going to push me down the show.
I know.
At one point.
So you and I are going to go.
I dream too
time.
Big at IKEA.
I love IKEA. I'm going after
too.
We leave here. After I leave
well,
here. Because I'm close.
We could do a makeover show. You know? We could.
He feels like IKEA ended up being a waste of time, but we left with cubes, like storage cubes and some other things that we needed, a shelf that I put together wrong, and then that you couldn't undo. So I, like, it's fine. The snack cart is okay. It survived because we have a little snack cart we got.
You put that together.
Priorities.
But we needed to be in the same room at the same time to look at the type of desks that we want to work from. And I feel like we ended up agreeing on a design and a set type. And so I know as much as sometimes he thinks it's a waste of time. I'm like, no, we needed to do that. I'm upset because there were green chairs there that I really wanted.
Really?
And I was told no.
Well, call me in when you're ready to bring in the fabrics.
That's well, me. I'm like,
they were these emerald green curtains. Velvet chairs. Yes. They were gorgeous. I was like, give me a neon
when you bring
sign.
In the fabrics and the finishing touch, when you're ready to, you know, set the stage.
Some lamps.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for that.
She's good. Nice when we need our super suits, we'll bring you in too, obviously. You
know? Oh, yeah. Yes.
You okay back there?
I am. I, you know, I wasn't going to insult you, but
you can.
I feel like you set the stage for it. My problem with shopping at Rhino was just he wasn't flexible with what he wanted. It was like, I want this specific desk with these chairs. And it's
a flimsy,
cheap IKEA desk. And I'm like, his friend Jill that was with us put it perfectly each time. It's like, this is the fast fashion of any world. And it's not built to last. It's not built to sustain. And I need something that's a little bit durable.
Well, he also was looking at literally tables that were just like wood, four legs. And I was like, boring. I want drawers. I want to be able to put my pencils in something. Because he kept asking me, what are you going to put in there? And I'm like, pencils?
Number two, what kind of pencils?
More snacks,
use?
That's what I said.
You got to have snackage drawers.
Number two, colored pencils.
Yeah.
Those
gel
are important.
Pens.
Sharpies.
Sharpies.
Scented markers.
You gotta
guys,
have
I end
sharpies.
Up using these way more than – yeah. But anyway, but we found a good – I feel like we found a good one, good median.
And then he's going to find like a coffee cup or some sort of cup that he likes somewhere. And he's like, ooh, I can put pens inside this and put it on
the desk. I don't want it on the desk. I like a naked desk.
Do you?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, no.
No, because everything
I just got
drawers,
this amazing 60-year-old jar.
Yeah.
That from the I put my pencils in it on my desk at home.
I like a lamp. We did get lamps. Yeah. We got lamps.
A little shabby, a little new.
So I like a desk lamp, and I like
Love
to be
–
because I spread out. Sometimes computers over here, and I have a piece of paper. Sometimes it's like here. Sometimes I have the keyboard. You know, so I need the customizable.
I have a complaint right now.
That first complaint, talking to the microphone.
Okay. I don't like my view of Rhino.
Why?
Because I'm looking through a pole at you.
You look too fat?
Yeah.
No, it's like you're dancing on the pole.
Yeah, I'm looking at your pole. Are you,
somebody called me fat earlier this week, and I have not
recovered.
I have not come. Yeah, three times in a row.
In the comments?
Nope, to my face. Walked in, and they went, oh my God, you've gained a lot of weight. Like, I mean,
somebody
a lot of weight.
Yep. Somebody
and I have seen them recently. So I was like, I gave the, and it was not like a friendly, like funny, haha. And it was like one of those where I'm on the way to go see Moulin Rouge.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Wow.
So yes, I did not hit her.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I would have, yeah, definitely.
I would have pulled her hair.
That's
I thought about
wrong.
It for a second.
Not said anything.
Anyway,
I mean, I know
fine.
What
three
I am. You don't have to remind me what I am.
Well,
or
why?
Well,
I
said, you know what? And I said, you know who can feel, no one can feel that better than me. Thank you for that. Like, it was fine. Hmm. You know what? It all worked out because they had also picked the restaurant and it was awful. So I was in my head. I was like, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing I'll say, and then we'll get started on the Q&A, actually.
Just waiting for the questions rolling.
I was setting up all of the microphones by myself, trying to figure out what the sight lines would be. We can work on it after the show when people are in seats and we can move that stuff around.
Oh, yeah. It was just me and him. And we did a thing where, like, I'd sit and he'd say, look back and forth. And I'd be like, okay, this is okay. Yours did end up moving at the last minute, though, so it's fine.
Let me look at you. Okay, yeah. I can see you now.
You might need to be, like, on this corner. We'll figure it out for the after show or something.
I'm just
so.
Putting in my 2 cents worth, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you can put in all your cents as long as you remember this is a podcast.
She likes
talking to that microphone.
She likes that chair that can move, and I
know
that
that's
like...
going to drive me crazy. Am I the only one moving? I like this.
No, I move.
No, I move too. I know.
It's nice. And those
that's
slight
a
tilt.
Swivel chairs,
guys,
right?
This is the first time I've ever worked for this company, and my butt does not already immediately hurt.
Right?
Before we got started.
Oh my God, you're right.
Before I feel like I'm about to collapse and the chair's going to impale me and it's a whole thing. I have a lot of anxiety. Do you guys know this?
No.
You're just tuning in. Welcome to Therapy with Rhino.
You're right. This is comfortable.
Craig, what do you got for us? You got a good one?
Give me a second.
Guard. I'm so sorry.
I'm pretty sure all the questions now are going to be about IKEA and chairs and.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, you know, I just we're going to have fun today. We're going to enjoy
absolutely.
Ourselves,
we
enjoy our
do.
Company. We're going to just
I
get the vibe going.
I was worried about
going.
Being here with you, Hannah.
Were you?
Yeah, she was. She talked about it before you got here.
I don't know why.
Let's unpack this.
I was just.
I said, don't worry. She's trash.
I'm just.
I am. That is true.
I said, well, she's like, she looks perfect. She's half my
what?
Age. It was just really causing me a lot of anxiety.
Are you kidding
me? You're a good
me?
Travel agent. And I'm just like,
no,
what do
you're
I do?
The best travel agent.
Oh,
you know
please,
how many times
no.
people like. No. You know, they're your clients or they reference you. You were the
They
queen.
Reference me, yeah.
They do, because you are. You are knowledgeable.
You
got to
be a special
fun.
Person to be my client. You got to be laid back.
That is.
Not ask me for anything.
Right. No,
I know. <Just kidding. Yeah.
laughs> You got to book
I'm here for you. I'm evolving. Every year, I think I'm a better agent than I was the year before.
Yeah, for
that's
I mean,
all you can hope for, yeah.
It's taken me 15 years to get to where I am now. Now I'm thinking about retirement. So, you know.
That's
don't
dream,
leave
baby.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
As long as I'm sitting in the chair, I'm good.
Asking clients to be laid back when it comes to Disney travel is not – I hear what you're saying because actually there is some truth in that because Disney is – there's so many variables. There's things that can go wrong like the weather, dining reservations, you know – lightning lanes you don't get. So you
right.
gotta be.
Well,
little,
I was honestly gonna say, I was
have
like,
a good time,
I imagine the people that do go to travel agents are probably the most stressed out people there are. Like,
well, there's two, in my group, there's two, there's the ones that could be a travel agent themselves. They know so much about the product.
Right.
And there's others that are coming to you for guidance because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
It just changes. The landscape changes so quickly.
It does. Like, and people are coming to travel agents for that reason.
I wouldn't.
Because they don't want to deal with all the changes themselves.
Sure.
If I had left like 2 years ago and like moved back or let's say like the pandemic and I've been like, all right, see you guys later. I'm moving home. Like, and then I would come back today. I, you know, even as somebody who's been here and worked here and stuff, I think it would be a struggle to like navigate a Walt Disney World vacation for sure.
It's definitely
Disneyland's definitely easier, I think, but that's,
it's
I mean, everyone
different.
Says that's debatable because I've had people who have like Disneyland, you can make all the wrong choices and it kind of, then you have this expectation that I feel like I set up where I was like, it's great.
Right.
But then I'm like, well, if you don't listen to what I say, you're going to kind of shoot yourself in the foot.
Or you gotta listen to the advice that you have. I had a client the other day, her flight got changed. So she's coming in late the night before she was supposed to come in, can't get her a room where she wants to stay. So I said, you know, you're just going to be sleeping. Just stay at the airport, the Hyatt at the airport.
That's exactly what I would do. Yeah.
And she hadn't even thought of that. It's like, okay,
And that's a game changer when you're talking about coming in late, being tired, you know.
And you don't, you're not going to do anything for your vacation that day. You're just arriving.
Yeah. So just focus on getting rest and saving a couple dollars. Yeah. That's good advice.
That's what you got to do.
That's true.
So Craig, hit us with the chat.
Hit us.
Okay. First question we have is, asked by Rachel, what's your favorite new dining location? So, like, opened 2023.
Hydraulic Snacks.
And on. Yeah.
No.
Get out.
Oof, that's a tough one. What did we have? We had Summer House on the Lake opened at Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. We had the Hydraulic Snack.
We had Eat. You had technically Rodeo. Rodeo.
It was 2023.
Rodeo Barbecue.
I would say, honestly, I'm going to say Eat. I really, really enjoyed Eat.
Roundup Rodeo.
Excuse me?
Roundup Rodeo Barbecue.
What did you call it?
I kept wanting to call it Rodeo Springs.
Rodeo Springs, yeah.
That sounds fun. Mine would be Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, if I can
whatever it's called.
Get the name right. And it's funny because I think on one of these shows, I actually said, not that great. I wish there were characters. And it's one of those... I've been a couple of times now, and I like it more each time I go. And then it's one of those restaurants, because it's new, we tend to go with, like, people there on vacation or friends from out of town, and they just eat it up and love it. And I think sometimes
– Did you go with Steve and Michaela?
No, actually, I didn't.
I'm just curious if
they
were.
No, I didn't actually go with them.
What old Chicken McNugget would have to say about it.
Yeah, and mac and cheese. I got mac and cheese, so he'd be fine. Yeah, so
I want his review.
His palate has expanded, guys, but maybe he'll jump in there. But yeah, it's one of those, we went with friends recently, and, you know, I think most people are Toy Story fans, and food is decent. And even if it's not, it's all you care to enjoy. So you can just keep trying it until you like it.
I've only been once, and I really want to go back. Like, I want to I want to try again. Not that I didn't like it when we went there. Like, I have fond memories of it. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe I need to watch the video back. But I did try to go again one night, but it was like, there was no like standby available. Cause it was one of those, like, I was in the park and I was with someone, and they were like, oh, I'm banned. They were like, would you want to go here? And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'd give it another try. Like, let's go. And there just wasn't availability, unfortunately. But
I liked Eat.
I went when Craig and I went to Eat.
What
I
do you
thought
like about it? I've not been.
I thought it was really good. Well, first of all, I feel like we tried a plethora of things on the menu, and there was still stuff I wanted to go back for. Mm-hmm. But one thing I've still thought about quite a bit, and I will always tell people, I recommend it, was the like, they were like the poutine version of their fries that had, it was like paneer. Chicken. Yeah. The paneer cheese was on it. That was really good. I think we said there was a pizza we got, and I think we said we would try the other pizza the next time we went. So, but then they have like the bowls and stuff that you can customize yourself, that we both had gotten one in that time, and we're like, oh, I'd do this with this instead next time. And I'm like, I don't know. I like a customizable dining experience like that.
The walking taco is phenomenal there.
They have a walking taco there?
Yeah, it's served. It's I don't know exactly what it is, but it's an Indian brand of chips, and they have a little bit more of that Indian spice in it. But it is like a Frito pie.
I will be going there this week.
But it is phenomenal. And price point on it was great. I think it's listed as an appetizer, and it definitely, I would eat that as a meal.
Was it good? Someplace you guys went recently had fried green tomatoes. Where was that?
Yeah. And I said, I said they were too thin. It wasn't new, but it was. I thought that the tomato got lost. It was
Was it standalone or was it on something else?
No, I think it was – are talking about Pecos Bill, the – was it the fried green tomato sandwich?
Yes, it was. It was Pecos Bill.
So it was a seasonal thing.
It was the square bread, the white bread, and I was like, it was barely toasted. It was in our snack attack when we went to Magic Kingdom.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And I think – I'm assuming it's gone.
The pimento fried green tomato cheese sandwich thing.
Ooh, it was like –
it was like all this stuff in there that I was like – I couldn't taste anything that wasn't like the rum.
You couldn't get the tang of the tomato in there?
No. And that was the part where I was like, oh, the tomato was a little thing. I was the only one who felt that way, I think, about tomatoes, but –
because I love, that's like my go-to.
Well, I think about you because you told us that, and so
I like hearing that. That means we're like kindred spirits.
You can always bring in fried green tomatoes here. I'll invest in an air fryer for the office. if we need to reheat them. And so we don't have to microwave them. They get soggy, you know. So
anyway. Air fryers are a game changer.
Yeah.
They are.
Changing
you need life. Anything left over with the air fryer.
What about you, Teresa? You been anywhere new in 2023, 2024?
I haven't been anywhere new. Sadly, I have. I'm trying to think of the places that you've named. I want to try them, though. That Eat sounds really good.
Well,
it does.
We'll get you out on another dining review because get we enjoyed out, the right? We enjoyed when we went to Beaches and Cream. That was fun.
Oh, I thought you just didn't like it, so you just you're not calling me anymore.
No, I thought we said it. I thought Stella did great in that video. I
Craig never calls me.
I don't know. We'll talk to our secretary.
Find out.
What about you, Craig? What was your favorite?
It was Eat, and we've had a lot of turnover, and now we're getting used to Hannah's schedule. So you know, we're trying to figure out dining reviews one day at a time.
Oh, he's making excuses. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. It sounds like my son. I'd come and see.
I
Mom
kept
if I
saying,
could.
"Where's Teresa? Invite Teresa." And then Craig said,
"This doesn't have tea in it, but let's pretend I'm sipping that."
I have to try to manage everyone's schedule. Sometimes it gets very, very frustrating.
What's We're going to get a dry erase board in here. Don't worry.
Oh gosh, I have one at work. I'm not using at the office. You guys can have it.
Bring it on over.
We doodle on it.
I like new things. Okay. Just kidding. Wow. No, bring it. Bring it over.
No,
bring it over. No. I need it. I've got markers.
I'm fine. No. Go get you.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's right.
All right. What do you got for us, Craig? We got another one in there. Another one worth asking.
I'm going to ask this one from Jen. What is the best park to do on arrival day?
We're talking. Okay. So we're saying, like, I guess it doesn't matter. Morning. Man,
yeah. I was. Like, I asked not. The question. It's on Jen to specify.
Yeah. What, time of day.
What time you're arriving.
Because I think that depends for me. Because if you're arriving and you get in at like 2:30 or 3, that changes it. Because, like, you know, Animal Kingdom, like, what are the offerings at night over there versus like Magic Kingdom? So if that was the case, it'd be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because my arrival day for me would be what I want to get out of the way is the stuff that I least like.
Oh, interesting.
Because okay. I want to end it where I want to have that strong memory at the end.
So. I'm thinking about it in terms of like, okay, so when I travel to Disneyland, we kind of consistently are always on that like first flight of the day. We get out there, get our stuff, whatever. We're in Anaheim, like dropped off everything. Like we're in a park there by like, you know, 12, noon. Like, so for me, it's kind of like, yeah, I do like going in Disneyland, but I'd be like, I'm going to go in California Adventure. But I think if it's Walt Disney World, what do I think of? Where would I go first for if I didn't live here and I was traveling here? I think maybe I'd go to Hollywood Studios.
Hmm. Why?
I don't know. Yeah. I think because
on that, do you think it's going to be a short day?
No, on the arrival day, I feel like my body's always kind of weird on the You're travel time, tired. And I want like a little snack, a little drink, and I feel like I can mosey around a little
Watch
more.
Fantasmic? Yes,
yeah, no. Yeah, yes, yeah, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Because you got to stay up. If I'm coming from a different time zone, or even this thing, I like to stay up so my body gets acclimated.
That sounds good. I know. Like I think I'd always start at Disney Springs.
Yeah, Disney Springs. I would say my vote for a park would probably be Epcot, because then there's enough to do at Epcot that, like, let's say if you don't want to splurge on Genie Plus or Lightning Lane for that day, you could. You know, you could do Spaceship Earth, you could do Living with the Land, you could still see fireworks, you could eat, you could drink.
Just eat, yeah.
You know, low commitment, high quality.
Also depends on time of year for me.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's true.
If it's if I'm going to start off a park early in the morning and it's this summer, I'm going to start at Animal Kingdom because I don't want to be there when the sun hits the
That's
sky.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a good tip. Yeah. Sky,
you know.
Good tip.
Oh, yeah.
And the rainstorm, you know, it gets that very rainy. We have that like mid-afternoon rain.
Always.
So you're just kind of like.
That's coming soon.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it.
I know. Craig, what's your vote?
Magic Kingdom. Unless it's like during the.
Start in Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You should. I think Magic Kingdom is where you should start and end your Walt Disney World vacation.
Good one.
The only way I don't agree with Magic Kingdom is, as we talked about seasonally, you know, if it's like a not so scary or very merry and the park's closing at 6, like you don't want to pay the money for a ticket on that first day. Or maybe you do want to pay for that first day. That's a long day, though. But I mean, minus like something like that. Getting in the way, that's where I would start. I, you know, it's Magic Kingdom. Well, in 2025, maybe I'll choose a water park.
Oh, gosh.
Emily in the chat suggesting just explore your resort on that first day.
Yes.
I do feel like I am one of those people that is guilty of, like, anytime, I mean, you know, granted, anytime I'm staying on Disney property, it's usually for work. So it's one of those things where I like, I'm, you know, I feel like I don't ever like actually experience the resort I'm at or the amenities or just like hang out and relax, like sit in the lobby. Like, you know, if you're at like Wilderness Lodge or something like that, that's like a beautiful lobby to like sit and hang out in or, you know.
Well, they're not all built equally. Like,
that's true. Yeah. You don't want to sit in the Pop Century lobby?
I mean, at least with
I enjoy that.
Well, you with can watch Pop the Century, you can watch. Like walk around and you can look at all the different like kitschy statues, things on the building. Yeah. So like you have it for that, but you know, it's after you eat, then you're kind of like stuck. There's not a good bar hangout place for it. But with Pop Century, you're on that Skyliner line. So that would be my first day is do a Skyliner crawl to all the other resorts and, you know, kind of take it in that way. So, but just to clarify though. Jen said if you're arriving at 11 a.m./noon.
Oh, okay. Disney Springs and shopping. And
yeah, you could go to the pool.
I'd say that's still early enough that you could be like Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
I get Craig's argument about Magic Kingdom because I used to be
that has to be my last day.
Yeah.
Or multiple days, but that's the last.
I get what he's saying, though.
Before I go home.
I feel like seeing the castle really brings in that thing. It's that same thing. It happens to me at Disneyland. You know, we walk in down that main street and you see that castle and you're like, I'm here. I made it. It feels like that where you're like breath at the finish line almost, even though you're really just starting your marathon. But you're like.
Every park has its own special aspects to it. But Magic Kingdom still literally has magic in the title. And like nothing against an Epcot or anything else like that. I think it also can be a really special experience, but it just doesn't tug on my heartstrings the same way. I need that.
You have a heart.
I need that special. Believe it or
breaking
not,
news.
I don't care to show it to you.
I know you never did. It's so sad.
I think that is how he shows it.
You know, I feel like I should have. I'd be remiss. Like, if people have Disneyland questions, you can ask those too.
I mean, it's the name of the episode. I put Disneyland in there, Universal. Listen, you have access to the questions too. You can pick and choose.
Oh, I can see what they're asking?
Yeah.
Oh,
in the chat. In the chat, I made a specific question portal.
You can see this?
Yeah, I see where it says start asking your questions here. And that's it. That's all I can see.
Well, you drop down. You have to drop down.
I clicked it and it says start asking your questions here. Ask something.
Oh, you're logged into your account.
Because I didn't know if it would be something weird if we're all on the same thing.
No.
Does it matter?
No.
Oh, then I'll log into the thing.
Okay. I'll ask another question in the meantime
any unhinged ones?
Unhinged? Yeah. I'm sure there is one.
It's kind of been our style recently, I think.
Oh, I don't care for how my spine looks.
I'm
in this
starting
video.
To learn how bad my eyes are. I need the words to be a lot higher.
Buttons all the way down.
Okay, we're going to go with a Steve Porter question and go with is there an attraction or topic you'd. Nope, that's a different question. Choose one ride / attraction to get rid of and one international ride to add at Walt Disney World. I feel like he chose this one based on the my Small World stuff from the other week.
Well, I'm still not over that. I'm sure everyone else is.
I can't see the thing. I can't figure it out. Sorry. Okay. I see where it says questions, answer viewer questions live, and when I click on it, it doesn't show me any questions.
What would you get rid of? That's what he's asking?
Ooh, what was
just
that?
Fell out of his pocket.
I'll be honest. Okay. It could be a million different things. It could be cords. It could be something important.
Posters falling off
still,
walls.
We're still live, so
our pets heads are falling off.
Oh, baggy gosh. Something just fell out of his pants. Okay.
Gotcha. It's arugula. He brought that for lunch. What was the question? I'm so sorry.
Choose one ride to get rid of and replace it with an international ride.
Each park or just Walt Disney World?
Buddy, this is hard.
It's an hour-long show.
Okay, choose a ride to get rid of Journey into Imagination. And what am I replacing that with that would go at Epcot that's an international attraction? Come back to me.
I've got one. I would get rid of, and this is just, I don't know, left field. I would get rid of the, I don't even know, Journey into something about Little Mermaid. In Fantasyland, New Fantasyland, and I would put Journey to the Center of the Earth there. That's wild.
Oh,
but
I
just, anything from Disney Sea, I'm like, bring it on over. And then, you know, I'd bring that.
I don't really know, like, I'm trying to think. I don't, I'm not well versed in the international parks and their offerings, so I feel like this is like a tough. Where I'd be like, yeah, Zootopia land. Like, I want the Zootopia
ride. Have you been international? Yeah.
But no. That doesn't belong in Epcot. So it's one of those weird. Where
well,
I'd
does
be
it
like,
matter where it belongs?
Okay, then put it at where Journey into Imagination is and make it Zootopia.
Okay,
yeah, that's good.
You can do whatever you want. It's your brain. It's your idea.
It's my park now.
It's your park now.
Yeah,
you do whatever you want.
That's my vote.
Okay.
Now, my vote would be as much as I do want to still get rid of Small World and replace that with Tangled. Listen, there was a bunch of people who shot me down, and then slowly they started coming out of the woodworks and like, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
No, they can go back in the woodwork.
Listen,
wait, you want to get rid of Small World?
Yes, at Walt Disney World, get rid of It's a Small World, and then the new Tangled boat ride that's coming to Fantasy Springs at Tokyo, put that in there. And then it connects into a little mini Tangled Land right in that area.
Small World.
It doesn't need to exist here. It's an inferior version.
Here we go. I felt the same.
I'm sorry. You
guys. Wait till I'm dead and gone before you stab me with something like that.
You know
That's
what?
Horrible.
If my stress with this episode keeps going up, you might not make it past the end of this episode.
Well,
and I'm
what
willing.
Are you stressing about?
It's just a lot of
Is
stuff
Is it
here.
Me?
A little bit. Mostly you.
What am I doing?
You just annoy me.
What about me? I stress him out as well. Is it the combination of the two of us?
Wow.
He needed some devil's lettuce before he got this episode started.
Pick up your arugula and take a snack. Oh, my God.
My choice that I would say is we've talked a lot about Beyond Big Thunder Mountain and how, like, you know, that could really open up more room. What I would do is keep the Big Thunder Mountain loading area where it is and have that there. But if Tom Sawyer Island is so irrelevant, then literally drop the rest of Big Thunder Mountain over on Tom Sawyer Island the same way that Disneyland Paris has their Big Thunder Mountain set up. And it's the most incredible version.
But you can't have two Thunder Mountains.
No, it's
Why?
You take the current track for Big Thunder Mountain. You literally take it, dismantle it, you know, do a track replacement, put it on Tom Sawyer Island. And then what happens at Disneyland Paris is you start out and you pull out of the station and immediately you start going down and you go in a tunnel under the water. And when you pop out, you're on the island. And then the entire attraction's on the island. And That's then to cool. get back, you do this, like, it's this awesome, awesome drop where you start going down and then you see the tunnel in front of you and you're zooming back underground under a tunnel. And then when you get back on the other side, you pop back up and you're there. So it then makes Tom Sawyer Island useful for something new in that way. You have that there and then you have even more area around there to start building more.
Oh, wow. Like that. Ask me what I want to do.
Teresa, what would you like to do?
I want to expand Small World onto Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh.
And populate it with all the countries that aren't currently there.
Oh.
Right?
I wouldn't mean.
Name one.
Doesn't matter.
Name one.
Name one. Malta.
There you go.
I enjoy Malta.
Well, I'm sorry if I just insulted our viewers
our
from Malta.
Small World could use a little.
I don't know where that is. I don't know what that
is. You know, just add in.
Or just, you know.
I mean, I know it's set
in
countries, but bring in more. Why not?
Yeah. I like the characters.
I do, too. I like it. It makes me happy. It brings me joy.
Next question.
Yeah, next question.
I have too much going on here.
I don't know how. I clicked the button. It said answer questions live. But when I click that, all it does is give me the option to end the chat. It doesn't show me the actual question because otherwise I would just take it over and look at it. But I'm like, I can't figure it out. I know.
Maybe
I don't know. I didn't even know you could keep asking questions.
Right.
Well, my question is to you: how do I see the questions?
Okay. What country would you add to the World Showcase?
Wakanda.
Starting with Teresa. Starting with Teresa and
Malta.
Answer for a while.
Malta.
I enjoyed my time in Malta. I really loved Malta. Don't start with me. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to because he's going to help me. So.
Okay, so. Okay, World Showcase. Add a country. I think I'm going to go with something.
Okay, gotcha. Thought it was the chat.
I don't know. There's so many choices.
Well,
what would you go with?
Well, he wanted you to talk so that he didn't have to change the thing. But I'm going to go with Wakanda from Black Panther. I'd like to see some of that brought into the parks. And I know people are like, oh, well, Animal Kingdom. And you know, Africa is over in Animal Kingdom and stuff. And I'm like,
and he's a painter.
Yeah, but all we have for Africa in Epcot is just the refreshment outpost that is never very reflective of many countries on the continent of Africa. So I'd like to see some of that. Like, I don't know.
Expand it.
That'd be fun.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that they can do anything with Black Panther here or not. I don't know if he's on a picture somewhere at Universal or whatever, but it's my dream.
Yeah. I share in that dream. I'd like to see it at Animal Kingdom, Epcot, anywhere. I don't know. Maybe Ireland or Scotland, something like that.
That would be nice.
And then if we're keep rolling with the IP thing, I guess we could do, I don't know, we could do Scotland and we could do some Brave Merida attraction, maybe.
I believe Scotland is part of the United Kingdom.
Okay. Details. How about Malta? How about Hawaii? Alaska?
How about Malta?
Hey, Australia. That's a new t-shirt.
How about Malta?
Oh, I'm writing down.
How about Malta?
Yeah.
I know people in Malta.
But wait a second.
And we have listeners in Malta, so don't.
Why don't we? Okay, so let's pull a Craig and let's just bulldoze everything.
Nope, that's my next question.
And then we just expand the UK, and then you also get England. And Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the train can go under the water and connect them all.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, they're ganging up on you.
I know. And it's like, I'm sorry that I'm breaking to you that the UK is made up of Wales, England, Scotland, Northern Ireland. Sorry.
Then how come we only get London? It's a travesty.
I mean, right. I believe they're trying to make it as stereotypical as possible to try to blend all of those areas. I'm not positive with it. That's an answer for, you know, people from the United Kingdom.
That's a question. Not an answer.
Now they're
Liechtenstein. They need their own little world.
All right, I've got a better
be the
question.
Same size.
I got
Denmark.
Better question.
Denmark.
I'd like to know
cool.
what you.
The
what
last you thing I'm going to say is I don't need anything else added to World Showcase. I want to see Australia take over part of Animal Kingdom because, you know, they're going with all the other continents.
Yeah.
They're going with Asia,
Africa. They
got
kangaroos over there.
I want to see Australia. And you have, I mean, Finding Nemo the musical is already such a big part there.
Yeah.
I think that should take over part of Dino Land USA.
We've thought about this before.
Really, really blend that in. And of course, then we can also bring in America's favorite Australian character,
Hugh
Bluey.
Jackman.
Who? Bluey, yes.
Bluey, oh, okay. Yeah, but he's not, it's not like Disney would have to do some heavy, would have to buy it, right?
Singing Crocodile Dundee.
Bob Iger's willing to spend money on anything. They should be spending money on theme park rights exclusively worldwide.
Well, if we're bringing in Bluey, I want Doctor Who in the UK because why isn't one of those telephone booths blue?
Would be great, but you would just be disappointed by whatever they did Doctor Who related.
Well, I'd open it and be like, this isn't bigger on the inside. So I'd be sad. I love Doctor Who. Okay, here's
the
question.
You can see the questions now?
Yes, I can.
Wow,
I thought when
right.
I was clicking the questions, it was just the regular chat, but it was all the questions people have asked.
Awesome.
So this one comes from Patrick Martin, who's asking, besides Small World, are there any other legacy rides that you'd get rid of? He says, I vacillate between getting rid of all of them and keeping them for life. So I'm curious, what other legacy rides do you feel like are not living up to the hype, living up to the property that they currently occupy? Like, we can go, like, I'm trying to think, go through park to park. I mean, I guess technically Magic Kingdom, you're like, that's a legacy. When you think legacy, you think opening, like something there. But I'm thinking like the other parks. What are rides at the other parks? I already said Figment at Epcot. That needs to go. That ride sucks. There is giant wasted space in that other dome that they were going to make the play pavilion. That's never happening. What's going on over there? Stuff like that.
I wouldn't mind just a refresher. Like, I would love Carousel of Progress.
The question
to get pixie
is
dusted.
Eradicating it.
Yeah.
No,
exterminate,
no,
like
nothing.
The Daleks say.
Nope.
I'm going to keep Dr.
No,
Ryan.
You
I'm
have to girl. Keep them because no one will girl. Remember the past. They're going to get rid of all the, and then children today aren't going to know these things.
Yeah,
if they get rid of it, and you can't get, you can't, it's like history. You can't relate, you can't
relate. We're not going down that road again.
She put her hand up, love it.
You can't take out parts of history. I realize there's so much. Am I off?
We've had this conversation before on the show, and I don't want to go down that road again.
We'll tell you after. Okay. No, I'm not making fun of you. It's just funny. We were talking about something.
I'm just, I don't know. I just feel like you don't. Okay. You shouldn't take away these things that Walt was involved
well,
in.
Well, I know. I do agree. You we talked about it. Hannah said this too. We've talked about before where it's like, why are we subtracting when we could be adding? There's so much property here, right? So like, why take away when we can add? But
because
here's another
it's
thing.
It's not all just about adding. It's about keeping the parks fresh. And that is what Disney is losing sight of, is that you have to, you can keep stuff that is getting older and older and older, but that audience is going to die out and they are going to start going for what is newer and flashier. I am so sorry to break this to you, but it's the same thing with saying, why aren't young kids using Facebook like everyone else? It's because they found new ones.
Well,
it's not dying out. It's like, okay, we like mid-century things.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Mid-century furniture. It's not dying out because we like it. You got to keep it alive.
It's a cycle. Everything
you
comes
got
back.
To. That's like my kids. They're all adults. Yeah. Okay. They're adults. But you got to tell them, you got to keep reminding them about the past and about, because it's not going to die out if you keep it alive.
What?
Right? Yeah. Mr. Christmas sing-along man. You love Christmas. You listen to the old songs. You only listen to new Christmas songs?
Yes, I do. And you know what?
He
then I
like
get
new Christmas songs.
You know what I get? I get Rhino sitting there saying, DJ, I don't want to listen to any of this.
Oh,
so
no, not
technically,
again.
Technically, yes. I see your point to an extent. However, the entire part of Walt Disney World is it's not there to just be a nostalgic kingdom. It's to bring people in and get them to spend money and make money.
Bring in new shit.
And what's going to happen is eventually they're going to start finding places that are wanting to stay with the times. And I'm sorry, eventually it's going to get to the point where something like Peter Pan is going to be kind of laughable compared to what other places
are
doing.
I've said it before. Oh, Peter Pan can go.
No, but yes. Tokyo's keeping it.
Peter Pan can go.
They're getting new Peter Pan.
I don't, a new Peter Pan. The Peter Pan here is not – I get that people have the nostalgic thing and the boat thing is cool and everything like that, but that ride – needs to go.
But we have
it's not
Stitch
good. It's not long. It's
sitting empty in Tomorrowland.
Well, my ride was going to be the Indy Speedway. Beat it.
Yeah.
I would be.
Giant
so if I'm listening to you, so this is going to be like, what's the movie? Idiocracy, where they go back to the future in that ride and they thought they were. You've seen the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually riding a ride. And the guy thought he was going to go back to the past in his life, right? Is that what Disney's going to be like? Just a broken down. Because I want new things. I want to experience new things. I want them to bring in new things. Mm-hmm. But we can keep the old stuff too.
Well, I think there's the stuff. I think it's more of a balance of finding the things that resonate mm-hmm. through time. You know, and that's, you know, arguably Disney is one of the studios that has the most stories that have made it through the stretch of time. I mean, you know, the kids still know who Cruella de Vil is, who Captain Hook is. I know I said the thing about Peter Pan, but these are sort of like timeless things, but it is that it does become, I guess it's sort of the way an attraction is built and how it functions. Like I think about the fact that, like for me, my first trip to Disneyland was in 2015, you know, and I rode Indiana Jones. And for me, when I rode that Indiana Jones adventure, I was like, this is an incredible ride, but it was 20 years old at that point. Like it's like 25. What is it now? It's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it is one of those rides where I still ride it and it feels younger than it is. And there are rides at Walt Disney World that I feel I ride that are feel a lot older than they are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's as much as I love Country Bear Jamboree, that was an exact example of why that needed to change. And I'm happy that they're giving the Bears a shot with new music. But if that show is not up to snuff, if it's not good, then I would rather see the Bears go completely rather than have a substandard show for them. And I think that's what is happening with a lot of Walt Disney World. I think there's just a lot of rides that aren't getting the attention. And just because you can get rid of a ride or a story and replace it using the same story, it just has to be done better. You have to be able to plus it and open it up to a new audience, get new people saying, oh, this is why I want to keep coming back. These are the stories that I want to see and live now.
Like Haunted Mansion, I feel like, is one of those rides that stretches through time because it is
death
like
death is forever.
You know, it's just one of those what?
Death. I said because
death is forever.
And we're
death
all going to die.
We can yeah. all relate.
We can all
to
relate
that.
To the graveyard yeah. scene. Yeah, okay.
We might as well just peek. You know, we're peeking behind the curtain a little bit, and like, but it is one of those ride. You know, it's a combination of things where it is the ride system versus how it tells the story and that whole thing, and you know, and they do work on it. They add things, you know, whether you like it or not. The Hatbox goes in there. Not that he really impacts the story or anything like that. But I think about like that Usher stairway scene that wasn't there when I was a kid. You know, right. We can add stuff. We can make it relevant. We can make it fresh, but we can make it like fun and exciting still. And there are some things that I think that reach their point where they can't be done anymore. I would argue that Peter Pan is one of those things that can't. That attraction is so small and short in this day and age when everything's around it. Retell that
so
story in a better
and
way.
Quaint and I just
I know what you're saying about that sort of like.
I still think you could even plus Peter Pan because the Peter Pan at Disneyland has things that Disney World doesn't. Like it has enhancements with like the Tinkerbell.
I mean, it's
stuff
a superior attraction there, 100%.
So
that's why theirs
even
is
that
better.
Would be a plus. But I think even Craig is kind of coming back to like Country Bears. We're refreshing. Mm-hmm. We're yeah. not getting rid no, of. We're
okay. But the question was,
oh god,
what you legacy? Have to pick a ride to get rid of, and that's what I'm saying. So. Yeah. You guys weren't
none.
Answering that question,
I mean,
but I'm skipping that, and I'm going to let everybody nothing. Else in this room answer this next question.
Okay.
Because I don't have children, so I don't matter. It's
we got to quit with that.
I don't
right?
matter for this question. Okay. Which parks at Disney are best for kids under the age of 8 and a teenager?
And a teenager.
At the same time? It's a tough one.
I'm going to say Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom.
Because,
yeah.
I mean.
For a teenager? 13-year-old.
Yeah,
14-year-old.
You have yes. the 15-year-old. Space Mountain.
Is it a boy or girl?
You have Tron.
Doesn't matter.
You have Big Thunder.
Okay. I think Tron is a big deal for Adventure. Teenagers, though. That is a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a big deal for teenagers, but it's a roller coaster.
It's another thrill attraction.
So, yeah. It's, you've got enough roller coasters at Magic Kingdom. You'll have Tiana's Bayou Adventure soon. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't like everything else in it, you're going to like the drop. And I think, you know, it's the nice balance. You have stuff for the kids. You have stuff for older ones. That's kind of it. Yeah. There's not enough at Hollywood Studios, I think. The
for
teen
kids.
Would enjoy it more, but not enough for the kids there.
Would agree.
So you're on Magic Kingdom. You're on Magic. You're Magic all saying Kingdom. Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. The only other thing I would say is maybe Animal Kingdom, where mm-hmm. you know, with Flight of Passage, if Everest is having a good day, Dinosaur, you got
yeah,
a couple
it depends
thrills
on the
there,
child.
And even a teen's going to find. You know, the safari interesting. Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to say the Tree of Life, which is cool. You know, if all the animals are up there, I already said it earlier, and I wasn't being facetious, there are kangaroos up there. How often do you see kangaroos in your life? So, you know, some of that cool thing. I think Dinosaur is a great ride too. So whatever.
Yeah. I do.
I feel like this is a fun question. What is your Mount Rushmore of Disney experiences property wide in Florida? So anywhere on Disney property in Florida, what's this like thing that you're like? Because you know, mine used to be the one that I held in my head was the eating in the castle, and we did that last year. And so I'm kind of like, I don't know, you know, what's a new one for you? I've never stayed at the Polynesian. Mm. I think like that would be fun to stay there for like 2 days or something like that. Yes, I know technically. I said I did.
No, I'm still trying to understand. So the Mount Rushmore, I see that as these are the greatest, and you put the four greatest up on the
oh,
side of a mountain.
Oh, I thought it meant like what's the most achievable thing. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Then I misunderstood the question. I'm sorry. I thought it was like the thing that you're trying to – I think I'm thinking Everest. Like, what's your Everest climb the mountain?
Yeah, Everest is high. The Mount Rushmore would be, these are four presidents that we think are pretty neat,
okay.
So let's put them on the side of the mountain.
What? Okay. Then that's a little. Then
so we got to pick
okay.
Four.
So what do you guys think of dining? Let's say for dining, we'll do the, like dining and then attraction. I feel like those are two dining attraction resort.
Oh moron!
I know. Yeah. Hard. What's the Mount Rushmore of resorts here? What do you think?
Okay. So for dining, resorts. I think you're gonna have Satuli Canteen. Canteen.
I think that's Cove. Best quiz. I think that's top quick service right there. Yeah.
Maybe Hollywood Brown Derby. In there.
For sit down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I've never eaten there and I probably will never be able to afford it, I feel like you're going to put V&A's in there just
ooh,
for.
I've been there.
No, we can't put that there. That would be an Everest because I was going to bring that up for my life.
That can
that's
be,
my.
But it can be also, in. I mean, It's amazing.
But
dining.
We haven't experienced it. So you can't be like, oh, well, this Teresa thing that's really.
That doesn't
I've been there two mountain. Or three times, yeah.
Oh, so it belongs on
I'm on the other side. I'm not going back. Yeah. I can no longer afford it.
Yeah, I know. Someday I dream of it.
Like. I've never met George Washington. That didn't stop him from being on the side of Mount Rushmore.
Wow, guys. This
Fair
is,
enough.
This is dive deep here. Okay.
But, well, oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
And then another great one. Another great one. Mm. California Grill.
Okay.
What do you guys don't have anything to contribute to that? The dining? You don't have a Mount
like
Rushmore
too hard for me. Okay, and my dining picks are strange.
Mine are too. Because it's not about the food. Sometimes it's just about the atmosphere for me. And I know it's probably not going to be popular.
That's okay. Teresa, it's your opinion.
I'd put 50s up there.
Terrible choice. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I just enjoy it. I like
you
it.
You did. I went with you. We
you
went,
did.
Yeah, and I hated it.
I know you did.
You saw, yeah, but you, I did not like, I, that, I felt like there was a lot going on that
but I'm
day.
All about the interaction.
I know. I can see that 100%.
I just I love to see people go in there and just squirm and leave miserable because they're not.
So I was the entertainment for you.
You were the entertainment for
that's
me.
Great. Yeah.
I don't know. I just, and it's not about the food for me. It's the interaction and the atmosphere for that.
Okay.
So that's
a good
put
one.
That up there. Yeah.
I feel like a Mount Rushmore for me, like I'd be like, this thing is one of the things I think about Walt Disney World. And like, it is like top. Like if I had to make a collage or a vision board of things I'd want, a Ronto wrap. I know it's stupid and it's just a snack.
Oh, I like that.
But for me, it's one of those where I was like, I can't get that unless I'm at Disneyland. I can't get that anywhere else. I like it. You know, I want it. Mm-hmm. Like it's one of those where I'm like, if you were coming to Walt Disney World, you'd never been, and you were like, what's the things I want to eat? I'd be like, number one, you do not leave that property until you get that snack. You know what I mean?
Let me be clear. With my list, I'm saying in terms of what do I am making mine as what do I think if you're like going on an all-out once-in-a-lifetime trip and you want the best of the best of Walt Disney World, that's what I'm looking at with it as.
I'm not judging you.
No, see, I'm thinking of as anyone can look at the Mount Rushmore and know that we're talking about Disney, you know, like the iconic thing.
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Yeah. Every single question that has been asked today, everybody has interpreted the question differently. And I think I hate this. I don't ever want to do this again.
Hopefully other people will
this
like
is my least favorite episode we have done probably a long time.
I've been so close to saying the F word like three times.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I just wish that we could have a straightforward question without technical things.
Wow. What's the difference about this and all the others? Oh, I know. It's me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teresa, no.
I feel bad.
It's not good.
Go behind
for you.
The pole so I can't see. Yeah.
All right, Mama. This episode.
Get back behind your pole.
It's not good enough for Teresa. That's what it is. Anyway, okay. Elizabeth is asking a question that said, I mentioned earlier that you can make the wrong decisions at Disneyland, and they're leaving for their first trip in 2 weeks and love to hear more about what the wrong choices are. We all go to Disneyland. Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that Craig and I operate differently while we're there, but similarly sometimes. And I've been with everybody in this room except for you, but I will be going with you in May.
Technically, we were there at the same time, just not.
I don't remember you. I don't know what to tell you. How many times we're going to bring it up?
Unforgettable.
Hannah was in the room with you, and I'm like, I don't know. She sat right next to you.
No, she was right over here.
I was like, was she the one who took Craig's seat?
I don't even know. I think, yeah, I was.
I do actually remember you. Sorry. Yeah. So
she was about two people away, and we were on the same tour around Disneyland together.
Wait, so you were there when the horse licked my arm? Like, tried to eat my whole arm?
Wait, oh yes.
Remember? He like,
horse.
Yeah, the horse put my arm in its mouth. And I was like, what do I do?
That was the highlight of the tour for me.
Yeah.
So we went on this VIP tour, and one of the big perks was that you got to see the horses.
It was like their new
backstage.
VIP tour.
Yeah, so it was like a level above, you know.
I forget what they called it.
Yeah, it was like you got to do backstage stuff. And that was a highlight for me, was seeing the horses in the barn.
How did I miss that?
We went into Walt's apartment and everything.
We did.
Yeah, you were on the tour too. I just don't know what your group is.
I don't remember a horse. That might have been when I was medicated into my room with a kidney stone.
No,
I don't remember
every
horse thing,
it's, we split up into three groups and everyone did something different because the one group got stuck inside the 21 Royal for like 3 hours straight eating Bengal barbecue.
That sounded pretty good actually. We were Team Extreme and I'm the one who named it that.
Yeah.
And that's everything you need to know about me. Okay, back to what was the question?
The question was, what are the wrong choices at Disneyland? So they're basically going for their first trip, and they want to make sure they're not making the wrong choices.
Can I do it?
I think
– you go.
Well, I think a big thing for us, I mean, I know Craig's the same way too, is that when it comes to dining at Disneyland versus dining at Walt Disney World, it's a very like planned out. A lot of people make these reservations. You kind of have to work your day around it. Disneyland does not have as many dining options in terms of like sit down restaurants. And I would argue that like, I don't think you need to plan your day around them necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're doing like Napa Rose and that's like, you've gotten that, you know. But even then, we had luck where we've gone in and we could go sit at the bar, you know.
The only thing to plan around with dining is if, like, you scored a big reservation for Blue Bayou or you're doing a Carthay Circle dinner package, so you have World of Color seating, stuff like that that's on the special side. Otherwise, you know, it's quick service there is on a better level.
Yeah.
Or they have their fast – their cafeteria style ones like Plaza Inn where, or even how the new Tiana's restaurant is. That's still that followed the same way French Quarter did where it's cafeteria and you go up and you choose what you want, but it feels like a little bit fancier than just a quick service window throwing food out at you. So I feel like there's enough happy mediums on their dining that you don't have to just do all sit downs to have a great time. You can sprinkle in quick services and cafeteria styles with that. My thing I would say is don't make the mistake of sleeping in leaving the parks early because it gets busy. Listen, the amount of times that I get up and I'm there for rope drop, I'll get like 10 attractions done before Rhino comes in and strolls in. Yeah. And it's like...
Well rested,
yeah.
You know what? It's a vacation.
Guess who doesn't get sick on the trips?
Well, and Craig probably hasn't been well rested.
Rhino is sick after every single trip.
After, not during. You are the one who was gargling Thermoflu the last time we went
to... Usually because I get sick on the plane right over. All I'm saying is you have to rope drop Disneyland. Californians don't usually get there quite as early.
Yeah.
So you
especially on a Friday night, they're coming in at like 4 p.m. That's when like you're thinking like, oh, it might lighten up. That's when it's getting crazy.
But they also leave early. So in that last hour of the night, if you choose a compact area, so like if you save Fantasyland for night, you will literally run to every single attraction
in that area. It's my favorite thing to do, actually.
All done. Mm-hmm. So Disneyland, use that afternoon nap, even if you're staying off-site and you're at one of the Good Neighbor hotels. Still take that break anyways or go to one of the other Disneyland hotels and have lunch there or something. Do it that way. But get there early and take advantage of your time and stay there late.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree. He's not wrong. And that's the joke. It's just that I need 8 hours of sleep. But the thing is, like, I have done rope drop at Disneyland before. He knows that. I did it the last trip and stuff. But I'm not as urgent about it. But the stuff you can do in that morning thing, you can fly through the attractions. And the other part is, too, is that I think that Genie Plus is worth getting at least one of the days of your trip there, especially if it's a day where you have a hopper pass, because their park to park hopper starts at 11 now. And on top of that, like, I don't know that there's necessarily enough at California Adventure that for me would necessitate it, but there's definitely more than enough at Disneyland. So going back and forth. And if you are up there and you're doing that on one of those days where you're there early, like you are going to be able to hit attraction after attraction after attraction. And so I do agree there should be a day where it's like open to close, you know, but any other day, I definitely am like the opening and the evening. The evening's the best part too, because the lights,
they light
their parks unlike anything how we light it here. Like every area there is like lit beautifully, I think. It just comes to life. It has a whole nother personality. And then I'm like eating morning to evening when I'm there. You got to get your grilled cheese and your tomato soup at the Jolly Holiday and sit over there and just people watch at the very end of that night. If you time it just right when it's closing.
I've done that before.
Here's another thing too with it. If you do the early method A, you'll make sure that you get a nice fresh breakfast chimichanga. Yeah, that they're not going to be sold out at Disneyland. Oh, but beyond that, too.
I did go get a backpack full of them last time to bring back to him because he didn't have a ticket.
It was not quite fresh, like, but it's okay. We still appreciate it.
It's because I actually sat and ate mine and then went on a ride.
He does every single time I send him in on the last day to get it. He's like, I'm coming right back out. And then it's like 2 hours later, like, well,
sorry,
you know,
some people
stopped
and said hello.
It's okay.
That sounds about right.
I've accepted it. If I don't have the ticket, that's on me. So. I get it fresh one day in there. If you do the attractions and get your breakfast, chimichanga, all that, get that out of the way right at the start. And then after the first like hour and a half in there, just slow down because that's when you're going to start to see a lot of the characters pile out. And I'm not talking on Main Street. When you first walk in, you'll see the Fab Five, Cruella usually out and around. I'm talking back in Fantasyland. You're going to start seeing the Genie and Aladdin pop up and just like walking around with people. And you're going to see, you know, multiple times throughout the day, you're going to see Mary Poppins and Bert getting on the carousel and she'll ride Jingles, her horse, the Julie Andrews horse. And then, you know, you'll see Alice wandering around. You'll see Merida wandering around. And some of the times they go on these attractions too. And it's like, when do you have the chance? You're not getting that in Walt Disney World. Mm. You're not getting the chance to ride these rides with these characters. So,
I mean, in Galaxy's Edge, if you hang out there long enough, as of recording this, like Ahsoka was still coming out. I was there and Chopper came out and he wouldn't leave me alone. It was like 20 minutes of interaction. And I'm like, and it was one of those times where I was like, all my friends failed me and no one actually took a picture or a video of me with him. And I can't tell you how sad it made me after, but only one who got it, I think Kylie got a little. What are those things called that go back and forth? The boomerang.
A boomerang.
Yeah. But he was like trying to take my food and like walk around. So it was fun. But it was like, it makes that becomes an attraction and it becomes this other thing. And like, so I think you also have to be prepared to approach the parks in a different way than you approach them. Like, be prepared to shift your expectations as you go.
That's also why you have a strategy. So you go in the morning, you know, knock out those must-do attractions, and then that way you give yourself the gift of time in the afternoon. I totally agree with the food. I love the food at Disneyland, but I don't eat as many table services there as I do here. Like, I could go Disneyland, not eat a single table service, and be just fine.
Yeah.
I like to share a lot of food because, honestly, there's – if you're going there and there's a festival or even just whatever, they always have special items. They always have new things to try. And it's like, I want to try so many things when I'm there. Like, and every time I come back, I'm like, oh, I didn't get that. Yeah. Like, I still haven't fully explored the San Francisco area in terms of their dining. I've only had like one or two things and I'm like, I want it all. Like, I want to try all of this, but
there's just
being a glutton.
Little, like for me, I will never not want to go to Napa. And even if I'm sitting at the bar, having like a really nice dinner by myself, that's something that I enjoy thoroughly there. But like with Disneyland, like I, you know, in terms of like Carnation Cafe, for me is like I like getting breakfast there once, you know, if I don't go too often between trips, like that's one of my favorite breakfast spots. So I think I look for little ways like that. And like I said, with dessert parties or with dining options like Riverbell Terrace, it's not a place I feel like I'd ever go out of the way for. But
the
when it's your
good,
way
though.
To get, it is good. And when you get a Fantasmic seating, when Fantasmic is happening and you can get Fantasmic seating for just a little bit more doing that prefix menu, then it's like, okay, this
used
is
to give you cushions
this
and everything
is a steal.
To sit on too.
Yeah, not those aren't the days anymore, but still a good spot. So that's when I really try to like look for actual table services. Can it get me special viewing areas for somewhere, or is it like an early meal where, you know, you're just still going slow?
Even with some of those special places, like I like to try to see if they have like a lounge, like because like Carthay, you can, and if you are there early in the morning, like if you're there like right when Carthay opens, like that lounge you can like walk right up into, and it's nice. And they
prefer the lounge.
I do too.
Yeah, honestly, because like you can order a lot of stuff from the menu in the lounge, and I feel like it's a solid place, and I think they've kind of expanded the seating area like on into the outside like sidewalk area, and so like it's good, it's become a good people
and
watching.
You know what
too.
It wasn't our love language right away, but I now love Lamplight Lounge. I think it was the last time when you and I had
you
our brunch there. I do. It wasn't at first. Like
the
first couple times I went, I'm like, this is fine. It's okay. I don't need to go back here. But I think it was by when you and I had brunch there and we got our little boozy our little boozy cinnamon.
Yeah, the cinnamon toast crunch. We were also on the lower level outside. Yeah, which was nice.
And it was like, you know what? I am going to order a beer after this too, and just sit here and relax and take it all in. And we had like,
you guys run that special out the room?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wait a second. Well, of course.
No, we were, I've been in the room. Yeah.
Me too. But
somebody's were downstairs. We were downstairs seated at the outside bar. So it was like, it was just a good area.
Yeah, I don't think the room's fine.
Yeah. That wasn't even the last time I was there. The last time I was there was even better. It was, they switched the ABD final goodbye from Carthay to Lamplight Lounge.
Oh.
And we're like, order the entire menu if we want. We don't care. I'm like, yes, I will.
Yes, yeah, I will. I think I will.
No, you get two, you can have two drinks each. I'm like, yes, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Teresa, what do you have? What's your must do at Disneyland for somebody? They go on their first trip. What are you going to tell them to do? I know you love it there.
Slow down. Slow down so you don't run over children.
Well, no.
Okay. That wasn't going to get. Thank you, Craig. Let me look this way.
Very good.
Just don't approach it like you do Walt Disney World because it's different. And I like the idea of early morning and late at night and chilling in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. But I also like the idea of adding – don't think you need more days because I like to go back in and out of the park multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm not a stay in the park all day kind of person. That's why I want my resort. I want to be in a resort right there.
Yeah.
Where I can come in and out.
Well, if you can be at Grand California or even, I think Pixar, place is technically even closer now than Disneyland Hotel because they have that entrance again.
Right.
But it's like, it's weird. It's so weird because you're like, your room's closer than your car would be here.
Right.
Yeah, which is incredible.
And it's so convenient. And it's so, to me, it's just so laid back. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but Fantasyland is spend all the time you can in Fantasyland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, shut up.
No, I agree. I love Fantasyland. Yeah.
I love their Fantasyland.
That's where he does the road trip. That's where he goes right away.
Really?
Did they say they're going with kids or do they say any dynamics for their family?
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, it's been so long. I'm not sure if they even asked the actual question.
We just love Disneyland.
I think a good thing to bring up, though, it's not to be like negative with it. I think it also depends on, are you having a Disneyland vacation or are you having a California vacation?
That makes a difference.
That's a good
because
point.
If you're having a California vacation, then go crazy and do 2 days, maybe a third one, but there's a lot to see and do in California, so don't overdo it. But if you're doing a Disneyland vacation, literally go slow, soak everything up. Yeah. If you have 4 or 5 days there, take it
perfect.
All in.
Yeah.
Make sure, you leave the parks at night at points and times and go to Trader Sam's to sit outside and enjoy that atmosphere. Like do all of that. But if you're doing California, and you have limited time because you're going to see everything else, then, go crazy. Go fast over 2 days.
Well,
take me with you.
I know, yeah.
That's what you need.
There's no better vibe for me than that California evening. That sun sets and that like cool air sets in and there's just like something about it just feels and sounds different and just hits just right. Just vibe when I'm out there. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, I think that's going to do it. Do one more question.
Okay. We spent the first 25 minutes of the show, I feel like, talking about IKEA and nothing helpful. So
people like IKEA.
Okay. Well, how about this? I don't actually know the answer to this because I've never done this for holidays. But the Roddy Brown is saying, my family is thinking about visiting Animal Kingdom on Christmas Day. I know Magic Kingdom is swamped. But how are the other parks on Christmas Day? I will say, in my experience as a cast member working there on, I think I have worked on a Christmas Day like once, and it was awful. But the holidays, like those days that are busy like that, a New Year's, a Christmas Day, is the other parks often do get as busy. Like they would do a thing where they write it on the board where they're like, Magic Kingdom is at, has different phases of closing. Mm-hmm. And as they did it, you'd see like other parks would get like that. But I think of the two, it was like Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom were usually less in those phases. And I think Animal Kingdom was in that phase the least of like ever having to approach like a closing in my
sense.
But that was also, at this point, it's like almost 10 years ago.
So. Yeah. But I mean, that hasn't really changed because capacity dictates that. And
That's true.
The
and Animal small, Kingdom is yeah. gigantic.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, Hollywood Studios is on the smaller side, but not, you know, people go there now because of Galaxy's Edge and everything, right. but it still can only hold so much.
Well, and the Christmas
Epcot
stuff
can
now
hold
too.
A ton of people, so that's why it always right. has a good threshold. And same with Magic Kingdom. Honestly, it's one of those things where I feel like when I've gone to the parks during that Hell Week, it's always just one of those feelings where, like, the rides are super busy. Mm-hmm. The walkways aren't always awful. So it right. doesn't always necessarily feel as crowded as it is. There is always going to be choke points. Like, it always will suck between Peter Pan and It's a Small World. It's just it all bottlenecks.
Because the popularity of Small World.
That's right. That's right.
Because people are trying to leave that nightmare and head oh towards Haunted Mansion and other excitement. But
they're lingering.
I think it's really that. If it's like, it's not always going to feel awful, but, you know, just be prepared. You're going to stand in some lines during those times. And if you don't want to stand in lines, then bring a book.
Go earlier switch. In the day. Like, I've noticed even Magic
like the
Kingdom
video game
on
system,
Christmas
not a
Day. Oh,
sorry.
I see what you mean. But Magic Kingdom, even on Christmas Day, if you go right at opening, it's okay. I mean, it's busy, but it's not unbearable. So I think, you know, go early, regardless of what park. So, and maybe take the evening off if you can.
There's two more questions, so I'm just going to answer them. How soon do you think we'll see drone shows in Florida parks or Disneyland? Oh. I live next to Universal Studios, and I will tell you lately what has been creeping me out every single night, and now I've realized what it is that for the last week at night, it's been kind of foggy, and I was walking the dog like a week ago, and I was looking up, and I was like, are the clouds changing color? Mm-hmm. And so over my area where I live, it's been like slowly shifting colors. And I was like, well, those can't be fireworks. So then I saw on Instagram people posting pictures of drones at Universal. And I was like, well, that explains.
Yeah.
I thought there were like – I got scared for a second when I was like, is there a war going on right now? That I'm always
oh,
like,
Lord.
That is about to – this is the anxiety I have. I think a meteor is going to hit me while I'm walking the dog at night. And that spirals me
really?
Out of control.
Oh, we were driving to the port.
That happened to me. But
we were at the port last night. Stella and I were – and we were going down the beach line. And we were just about a mile from the office in Port Canaveral. And the rocket went up.
Oh, yeah.
And I – had forgot it
oh,
was going up.
Oh,
we. I thought it? The Earth was the end of yeah. the. You know, and Stella's like, "What's that?" And I look out. I'm driving, yeah. and I look out the window. I'm like, "Oh my god!" It was just. It was so close. I mean,
yeah,
it was like a ball of fire in the sky, and I'm yeah. like,
wild.
Stella's like, "Watch the road."
What a wild
and it was,
place. We
but
were
it was.
In.
You know, it kind of made me think it kind of creeped me out.
No, okay. It's weird because there are, that's the thing when you live near a theme park, you don't know. Like I hear when they're testing fireworks and stuff because I can hear I can feel it and hear it and like, and stuff. But that was one where I was like, this is like one of those movies where you're like, is the tripod from the War of the Worlds about to step through this cloud right now?
Oh, Lord.
So I like, and then I saw online they're doing that. So I assume that we're going to get drone shows sooner than later. In
how
Florida,
funny
who knows though? They could just be doing it for a special event. They could be doing whatever.
No,
but
I think they're testing it.
Oh yeah, no. Universal's going to start utilizing them more and more. With Disney, I mean, listen, I pushed hard for them to bring the electrical sky parade
from Paris,
and everyone shot me down saying they can't not have fireworks at Magic Kingdom. So I think if that's the majority on that, then we're never going to see them at Magic Kingdom. Epcot, I still am concerned. It has to be a 360 show where the drones would look the same from every view and angle, which I don't know if there's anyone who's really doing it in that way yet. So I would say no to Epcot, and that leaves Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. So, but Hollywood Studios already has animals. Fantasmic, so they have a big one. Well, they've done drone shows at Animal Kingdom. They did it. They did it for I think it was Pandora, Avatar, one of the two. They did a special drone show there. It was that same year when they were running the drone show at Disney Springs. So I it's possible they go down that road eventually, but I just don't know if it's in the cards for our parks, if it's what people want to see.
I think Universal's going to do it. It's going to look pretty cool. And Disney's going to be like, well, darn, we should have done that.
I mean, I'm excited. Either way, I think it's cool. I mean, listen, I know nobody really asked Universal questions, but I am excited for what the future of Universal holds for sure.
You ever had a drone in
flight? No, actually, I don't think I have.
They're hard to do.
I'm too intimidated.
It's amazing how they do it. Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, because it involves like the upward motion.
I don't understand it.
I have flown a drone. I'll save that for the post show, though, because I will.
All right. Okay. So depending
we'll
on
talk
that.
About that.
Well, last question. Weather in Orlando, first week of April. What should you expect? I think we will be on the cusp of that. Like, stormy season's been happening because we had a thunderstorm the other day. I think we're about to enter that. So I'd pack for rain, perhaps.
Humidity's still not too bad.
Not too. Yeah. It hasn't. Honestly, at night, the last little bit, it's been still.
It has been humid.
I was walking the dog and I was like, I will acknowledge. It has not been terrible at night the last couple of
days. The weather changes quickly here, though, so I wouldn't pack far in advance, and I would just plan to bring light layers.
I'd look at it the week before.
And also, first week of April is probably going to be a little crowded because I think Easter
is April 1st.
Yeah.
April 1st? No, it's not.
I think it's last
weekend. It's April 1st or it's March 31st.
March 31st. Yeah. Same thing. So I think it's going to be pretty
crowded. One day different there, Hannah.
Whatever.
That is true. Oh,
tell it to Jesus.
Yeah, it's whatever day you want to celebrate Easter. That's when it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever the bunny comes and poops the eggs out.
Yeah, BCE did ask how's the humidity. And
I think it's rising in this room, okay?
It definitely is. I mean, it's Florida. Florida's always going to change because every single...
Give us a weather report.
Every single
cloudy today.
We're at that point now with Florida where our 10-day forecast, it's showing always like on... days like 6, 7, 8, like we're gonna have a temperature drop, and then we get there and it's like no, it's actually just kidding,
it's 80.
We're definitely out of our little cool period that we were having for a while. We're now back into the heat.
And, I keep watching the birds fly behind him.
It's a shame.
Saturday's gonna be 85.
Being up here on the 30th floor.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Diz Unlimited. Thank you, everybody, for submitting those questions. Who did submit those questions? Sorry, I am slightly Amish and can't figure out technology very well. And I apologize to the Amish for my joke. It was not a slight to you. You
because they're watching.
I don't know if they are, but if you are watching this on YouTube, please don't forget to click the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave us some comments. And if you're listening to this, when you have the time, please rate and review this wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget about Dreams Unlimited Travel when planning your next vacation. Thank you again also to all of our Patreon supporters who make this possible as well. We'll see you during that post show. Thank you, everybody in this room, for being here. Thank you, Craig, for not strangling anybody while we were doing this.
Yet.
Yummy, yummy.
Should I leave now?
That's it. Yeah. That was my cue. Get out.